Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Wednesday, May 3rd edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
We've got a bunch of news to get to, starting with Aquaman has officially begun filming. Director James Wan on Twitter dropped a little picture. First day of shooting. Months of intense prep have led to this. Here we go. Hashtag day one. Hashtag Ahab, which of course is the code name for Aquaman that they are filming.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, I'm really, really looking forward to this movie. I know it probably gets pushed out of my mind just a little bit just because of all the insane Wonder Woman stuff we've been getting, but this movie looks really, really cool, and we haven't really seen an actual look at it yet. So yeah, it's just exciting. This process is finally starting.
It looks as cool as it can look with having seen nothing from it.
Right.
So yeah, we're close to an Aquaman film, but we're still, 19 and a half months away. So exactly. We've got a ways yet.
All right, next up, there's a new Wonder Woman poster from Gal Gadot on Twitter. It looks pretty cool. I don't know. Like I said right before this, like this, we're kind of getting this constant barrage of new Wonder Woman stuff, and all of it, like, I can't really pick anything I don't like. So it just sounds like I just keep saying, like, man, that's cool. Man, that looks really cool. That's good. But that's because it is.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Right. I'm the exact same way. Like, I don't have anything else to add to that. Some weird news here. Superman versus the KKK film is in development from Lotus Entertainment and Paper Chase Films, according to Deadline. So this is based on the 2012 nonfiction young adult book by Rick Bowers titled Superman vs. the Ku Klux Klan, the true story of how the iconic superhero battled the men of hate.
So,
and that book is based on the 1946 Superman radio drama where Superman battled an organization similar to the KKK.
So it's a movie based on a book based on a radio drama based on a comic book?
Yes.
Okay. I'm with you.
is that so hard to follow?
A little bit.
So it's being developed by Catherine Lindbergh, and Deadline had a little bit about what it will be about. The team describes the movie plot as chronicling a former Klan member who goes undercover in 1946 Atlanta and works with the Anti-Defamation League and the producer of the Superman radio show.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting story that I don't know a lot about already. So it's tied in with all the stuff I kind of like, which is Superman and DC Comics and, you know, beating up the KKK is kind of cool.
Yeah, they're like, this isn't people. Something... If you just like Superman, this might not be something for you. But if you like how Superman... what he stands for and that kind of thing, it might be an interesting movie. We'll let you know if we hear more about it. It's kind of like Professor Marston and the Wonder Woman that we haven't talked about in months that Sony's developing. I think that's supposed to be released this year, but they don't have a release date yet. So it's connected to DC, but not really.
Right. It's the story behind the story, kind of. Moving on, Neil Gaiman has talked about his Sandman, about maybe a Sandman adaptation. Hollywood Reporter has this story. You can go check it out. But he said he would rather it be a TV series than a movie. And he has a quote that says, "The trouble with Warners, and I don't blame them for it, is they know that Sandman is one of the jewels in their crown. And they know that that with the jewels in your crown, you make movies out of them. And they know that they have Batman. We know what we have in Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and Sandman. We just can't crack Sandman. You can't crack it because it's too long."
Yeah, so we've talked before about how a movie has been in development for a long time. You know, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, David Goyer, lots of people have been attached over the years. Gordon-Levitt left, and then the writer who replaced Gordon-Levitt also left last fall, I think. So yeah, this is a really big property. It's 75 comic book issues. It is a huge story, and a lot of people have suggested, you know, putting it onto TV instead of film, and I don't really have a preference either way. I think you could do it in TV or in film. You just obviously couldn't tell the whole story in one film, but you couldn't tell the tale of 7 Harry Potter books in one film either. You would need several films to do it. I think it could be a really cool thing on like a premium channel with a bigger budget or as a film, I would be down for either of it. But he also talked about how the success of the Lucifer TV show, and Lucifer, of course, first appeared in Sandman, in Neil Gaiman's Sandman, is just sort of an off character, and he's got his own comic book and now has his own TV show, and that's just one point of the character of the Sandman series. So he talked about how maybe that's a sign of this is a massive thing, that one offshoot character could get his own TV series. This needs to be a TV series where you can get more time with it, which he's not necessarily wrong. And he also talks about, you know, his American Gods TV series hopes the success of that and Lucifer will lead to a Sandman TV show.
Yeah. And, you know, if the guy who made it wants it to be a TV series, then I think it would probably be a good idea. He'd probably be more willing to help and would fit his vision better. So, yeah, like you said, either way, I think it could work either way. You just have to do it right.
Yeah, if you do it right, you can exactly. Do it either way.
Just do it right.
It's so simple. Like, just do it right. Yeah, and I think he just might be more partial to a TV show because he doesn't want anything he did to be left out.
Exactly.
All right, on to a bit of TV news. John Barrowman, who is known as Malcolm Merlyn in the Arrowverse, has said that he won't be returning to the Arrowverse next year. He was talking at Planet Comic Con, and he apparently said that he's not returning at this time. I guess it doesn't mean he can't return later, but he's been a series regular across Arrowverse this year, and he showed up in, three shows? Yeah, he was in Legends. Yeah. And he was in the musical episode.
Yeah.
Can't forget. And, also he's probably been in Arrow this year. Brent from the DC TV Squadcast was also at this Comic Con and heard him say that, and also said he didn't seem like, you know, it was impossible for him to return, but, right now the plan is not, and I'm fine with that. We've seen a lot of Malcolm and I'm cool with moving on to other things. Maybe he'll show up again later, I hope, but we can take a little break from him.
Exactly. Yeah, like you said, we've seen a lot of him and it's been good stuff, so get to move on to some other characters maybe. And then to wrap up today, we have a Twitter question from @BobbyKlaus1. Do you think we have our Penguin in the DCEU and the Batman? And this is probably referring to Josh Gad tweeting a picture of the Penguin and then him following and people following him. People who are involved in the DCEU. So what do you think? Do you think this is 100% confirmed? This is Penguin? This is who we have?
No, but maybe. I mean, it would be weird if not. I don't know. First off, we don't know if and when the Penguin's going to show up. And if it is, I don't think it would be the Batman, because I don't think Matt Reeves would have picked a Penguin yet. I don't think he even knows what his story is going to be. So I think if it is... if he were to be the Penguin, I think it might be something else that he shows up in, you know, Gotham City Sirens or something like that. And as far as is Josh Gad being the Penguin, I either think he is or he never will. He already is or he never will be. So,
yeah,
it could be either of the ones. I haven't seen him in much. He's pretty funny in New Girl where he plays Bear Claw, where he's pretty funny in that. But I haven't seen him in anything else. I know he's in Beauty and the Beast and quite a few other things, but I don't know much about him.
Yeah, Frozen, he's the voice of Olaf. I mean he's I think you'd make a good Penguin. So
he is younger, you know, he's younger than, I think he's 36, so he's quite a bit younger than Affleck, but I guess you can have a younger Penguin. He could also play someone older, you know, they could age him up a bit.
Yeah, I mean, of the like core iconic Batman villains, Penguin is probably the least interesting to me, but that just kind of shows the depth of the Batman family, Batman villains, that even the least one of the least interesting villains is still pretty interesting to me.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess, you know, it could be something, it could be nothing. We will find out eventually. All right, well, that is all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.